News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Becoming a lottery millionaire would brighten your day. We had a $400 million Mega Millions jackpot. Here's a nice-looking man with a square jaw with the winning numbers.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $400 million. Our first number tonight is 51. That's followed by 24. Up next, we have 11. That's followed by 33, and your final wipe off for this Tuesday evening is 19. Now for the Mega Ball. Tonight's Mega Ball number is 7.
You can check your tickets with those numbers posted at WSAU.com. There were two grand prize winners, one in Florida and the other in Maryland. Firefighters were at the scene of a house fire outside Wausau overnight. It was near the city limits at Highway 52. They fought the flames and the late-season snow and had to use water from tankers to put it out. There was heavy smoke from the back of this home when firefighters got there. The house suffered substantial damage. There were also two people inside, and their status is not clear. Yesterday afternoon, we had a separate garage fire on the 800 block of Henrietta Street in Wausau. That started in the engine compartment of a pickup truck that was parked inside. Firefighters were able to keep the flames from spreading to a nearby home. The state assembly has given its final okay to Governor Walker's $504 million tax cut. The vote was 61 to 35. All of the no votes came from Democrats. Minority Leader Peter Barca says the money could have been better spent.
And as to being 37th in jobs, which you all claim to care about, we could virtually eliminate the skills gap.
These tax cuts are being funded by the state's projected $977 million surplus. Another $100 million will go into the state's general fund. Legislation that would allow cannabis oil in pill form to be used to treat seizures in children has been okayed in the state assembly.
It's a breakthrough treatment for kids suffering from seizure disorders. Republican Representative Scott Krug admits he was originally skeptical.
Yeah, we can change our minds once in a while. If we're against something early, we can figure out that, hey, maybe we were wrong, and maybe it's time to take another look.
Sally Schaefer of Burlington wants cannabidiol as an alternative to the drugs used to treat her daughter Lydia. And she says she's not alone.
A lot of parents have contacted me, and they really need this bill to move forward to save their children's lives.
Now, the bill from Krug and Democrat Rob Call has passed the assembly, but it hasn't even had a public hearing yet in the Senate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Authorities now say the search area for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 is roughly the size of Australia. That's a massive area about 2.25 million nautical miles wide. Commander of the Navy's 7th Fleet says the search is like trying to find someone who's somewhere between New York and California. The NTSB is in the early stages of investigating the crash of a TV news helicopter. It killed two people in Seattle. A preliminary report on the crash is expected about a week from now. The chopper from KOMO Television was trying to take off near the Space Needle when it crashed and hit two vehicles that were parked below. Yes, we're waking up to fresh snow this morning. Let's check our Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Light snow continuing for today. Most of the additional accumulation during the morning hours, another inch or two, and then that will taper off during the afternoon. It'll be a breezy day with a high of 35. That northwest wind around 10 to 20 miles an hour. Decreasing clouds tonight with a low of 18. Sunny to partly cloudy Thursday with a high of 36. Friday a bit milder. We will have a 60% chance of light rain and snow toward evening on Friday with a high around 40. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, so we can't put the shovels away just yet. We have the real-time weather radar where you can zoom into street level of your neighborhood, plus the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.